It's that time in Spain where we listen to Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks and also this week Brett Hansen. And we're going to look back a long time to 2008, when the banking crisis thankfully feels well in the past. But it's still a good idea to remind people from time to time about what protection their savings have if a financial institution fails. So today we'll review the rules with Bill Blevins and Brett and see what advice they have to offer. First of all, though, we have to say hello to Bill. How are you doing, Bill?
Yep, hi, Howard. I'm very good, thank you. I hope you are too.
Yeah, I'm doing well, thank you very much. So, is there any news you want to highlight this week, Bill?
Well, looking back at the past week, I don't suppose anyone who's been watching the TV or reading the UK press or even the international English language press would miss the fact that Dominic Cummings has finally had his say. I have no comment to make other than a message for Boris, which is that you should keep your friends close and you should keep your enemies even closer, as is panning out in front of his eyes right now. I was touching back on last week's subject when we talked about a subject that may not have been too dynamic at that time, inflation. This week, it's taken a step forward with the Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, suggesting that, you know, 6 months ago, it was perfectly reasonable to regard slow economic growth, high unemployment and even deflationary pressures as the most important risk to the economy. But he's now saying that the massive $2 trillion of savings that Americans have accumulated during the pandemic from large-scale federal debt, reserve debt purchases, along with the Fed forecasts, essentially looking zero interest rates into 2024, he's now saying that inflation is approaching, and it's not conjecture. The consumer price index in the UK rose at 7.5% annual rate in the first quarter, and the inflation expectations jumped at the fastest rate since inflation index bonds were introduced a generation ago. So already consumer prices have risen almost as much as the Fed predicted for the whole year. So a word of warning, if you're listening and you have a portfolio which is balanced and set up correctly, then you don't need to worry. But if you do need to review your holdings, this is the time to do it. Inflation will affect the values in the future. I was interested to see that whilst Spain has reopened pretty much all of its borders to UK nationals from May the 24th, there was some concern. I had an inquiry from someone who said, do I need a carta de invitación, which is a document which any non-EU national may be asked to provide by the police to prove that they have legitimate accommodation in Spain and sufficient funds and a return ticket. I haven't heard of anybody actually being turned back at the border who's a UK national, but you need to be aware that the work for this is done largely by the host, and it does mean that if you don't have this document, you may very well be turned back if you don't have evidence of your lodgings funding a return ticket. On a slightly lighter note, it seems that poor old Christopher Columbus, who was around in the mid-15th century, is having his remains inspected by forensic scientists who are now looking at DNA to try to finally evidence whether the man who was always thought of being born in Genoa was Italian, Spanish or Portuguese. We shall have to wait for the findings of the scientists to be able to tell us whether an Italian, a Spanish or a Portuguese person discovered the Americas.
Yes, we've been talking about that. His brothers, one of his brothers called Diego. Diego's a very Spanish name. But then again, for the Spanish, it's Cristobal Colón. So,
of course, and he died in Valladolid. And so there's been a thought that he died in Spain because he was Spanish. But we shall see.
We shall see. Obviously, the Spanish are interested in that one. And,
yes, of course.
I am too. I am too as well.
Sure.
Well, Bill, turning on to our subject of bank guarantee schemes, what protection do Spanish banks offer for your deposits?
Look, if you have worked hard all of your life to build up your savings and your wealth, it's important, for peace of mind, to establish what investor protection you have, both in terms of what bank protection you have and with other financial institutions, investment institutions, for example, insurance companies included. In the event that these businesses fail, and let's go back to 2008, the loss of one of the largest banks in America, Lehman Brothers, the failure of UK building societies in 2008, if listeners believe that was a one-off and could never happen again, I think that's fanciful. It's possible in the right circumstances and without necessary controls, that the same circumstances could apply again, or similar circumstances which cause the same effect. So European banks overall, under an EU directive, provide a deposit guarantee of up to 100,000 euros. And that is limited to UK banks to £85,000 in the UK, simply because that's the conversion from 100,000 euros more or less to sterling. The compensation in the offshore islands around the UK is limited to 50,000. Now, under that directive, each bank deposit guarantees 100,000 in the event the bank fails. Your national deposit scheme in Spain will refund your savings up to the limit of €100,000. Anything above that is not protected. Be warned about that. And that's why a number of people decide to open more than one bank account with more than one banking institution. Remember, some banks trade under different names, but they're the members of the same institution. And in those circumstances, your limit is still 100,000 euros. Now, savings above 100,000, I say, can be lost. And you need to be aware that deposits are covered per depositor. So couples with joint accounts have 200,000 of protection, none that guarantee for the banking group, not per bank account, so or not even per bank. So you need to ensure, if you are going to have more than one account to protect more of your savings, then you need to be using completely different banks.
Are there any particular points that people should be aware of?
It's a fairly straightforward scheme, and there have been some changes to it recently. Under certain circumstances, for example, if you're selling your property and you realise a fairly substantial sum of money, you can be eligible for higher protection for a temporary high balance, because obviously you don't have time to route the money around a number of banks before you get well over the 100,000 limit. So you need to look at the local scheme in Spain. It's considered that if you have this larger sum of money, it's temporary. And for example, it's just it was just 3 months. And in other countries like France and Cyprus, for example, they aim to make a payout in the event of the failure of a bank within 7 working days. Now, in Spain and Portugal, the time frame was reduced this year from 15 working days to 10 working days from the 1st of January 2021. And they're going to reduce it further from 2024 to just 7 days. Now, that seems like an ambitious target, because in the event of the failure of a major bank, that could mean very substantial payouts. And in those circumstances, it's hard to imagine how they could get to the bottom of the claims processing, let alone the payments, within 7 days. But we shall see.
And what about in UK banks?
Well, it's not a dissimilar scheme. The amounts are slightly different. I mean, protection is per depositor. So if you have an account in joint names, they're protected up to 2 times 85,000, £170,000, and per banking institution. I'm sorry to keep emphasising that. An institution is not the same as a bank. For example, Halifax and Bank of Scotland are part of the same institution. If you had accounts at both of those, your limit would still be 85,000 per depositor, or 170,000 per couple. The financial services aim to pay compensation within 7 days of a bank or building society failing, though in more complex cases it will take longer. I have no knowledge of how quickly deposit guarantors were paid out in the UK when the failures occurred in 2008, but my strong suspicion is it took longer than 7 days. Now, the UK provides a much higher level, up to £1 million, of protection on a temporary basis for property sales and other financial acquisitions that come into your bank account, and that can be lasting for up to 6 months. Now, despite the fact that the UK has left the European Union and the directive no longer applies to it, the Financial Services Commission have said that they have no plans to change the 85,000 limit. It also explains that the protection isn't actually dependent upon the depositor's place of residence, but it's based upon where the bank or the building society or the credit union holds that deposit. So essentially, Howard, nothing has changed for UK nationals living in the EU. If you live in Spain and you have, as many people have, bank accounts and savings with a UK authorised bank. But as I say, since the 1st of January, protection for deposits held in the EU or the EEA, branches of UK firms are now covered by the local European deposit guarantee scheme in that country and no longer by the UK Financial Services Authority.
Do you think any of that will change now that the UK is no longer has to follow those EU rules?
I don't think it will. The indication from the Financial Services Commission is that it's not going to change. I mean, that protection for deposits, I think going forward, is going to depend on a number of factors, including where the firm is authorised and in which jurisdiction the firm actually holds the client's deposits. Check with your own bank if you're concerned for more information, because they may have better detailed information for their specific depositors than I can give you in general terms. Now, I spotted, if you get a letter from your firm, your bank, your institution, telling you you're now protected by the Financial Services Compensation Scheme, you don't really need to take any action. It simply means that you are covered by that scheme. And eligible deposits held in the UK by authorised banks, building societies and, as I say, credit unions, they will all be protected following Brexit in much the same way as they were before. Your bank, your building society and credit union are required to provide you with annual information that describes the depositor protection scheme. If you haven't had that from your UK bank, you should be asking for it. And do remember that there are alternatives to banks and building societies for safe cash deposits. I know that Blevins Franks offer the clients for whom they manage wealth an opportunity to invest in cash or money funds, which are often AAA rated and incredibly more secure than the banks were in 2008. And I think going forward, holding cash funds within an investment portfolio need to be protected by using money funds which are highly rated by the rating institutions. Some of the banks, Lloyds in particular, taking some stick at this time because of certain activities on their part. And the truth is, money funds within a structured investment portfolio are probably a much safer bet.
Many thanks, Bill. Moving on to Spain's senior partner, Brett Hansen. Many British expatriates here in Spain keep sterling savings in the UK offshore centres. What protection do the Isle of Man, Jersey and Guernsey banks provide? Is it the same as the UK?
Hello, Howard. Although Bill did touch on this, I certainly think it's worth looking at in a bit more detail, especially when UK expatriates living in Spain may be more likely now than in recent years to be considering opening accounts in these jurisdictions due to the uncertainty of whether they can continue to keep their UK bank accounts because of Brexit. So, just to confirm, banks based in the Isle of Man, Guernsey and Jersey are not covered by the UK's Financial Services Compensation Scheme and rely instead on their own local jurisdictional guarantee schemes. And the Isle of Man, Guernsey and Jersey all provide protection of up to £50,000 per depositor per institution, or £100,000 when it comes to a joint account. This is less than the protection offered by both UK and European banks. And I think it is also important to bear in mind that whilst, as Bill said, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme in the UK aims to pay you back within 7 days of the bank or building society failing, the aim in Guernsey and Jersey is to pay compensation within 3 months, and in the Isle of Man, there is no actual time limit. Even more worrying about the Isle of Man is that there is no actual fund which has been set up or set aside to cover their depositors' compensation scheme, and it is supposed to be funded as and when required by contributions from participating banks and the Isle of Man Treasury.
So what could people do to achieve higher protection for their savings and investment capital?
Well, we have many clients who have over the years and upon our recommendations moved their capital into arrangements which provide a higher level of investor protection than that offered by the likes of the UK, Europe and the Channel Islands. One such option is an approved life assurance or a Spanish tax-compliant investment bond, which is issued by a Luxembourg-regulated insurance company. And the key here, when it comes to protecting your capital from institutional failure, is Luxembourg. Because although these approved life assurance bonds are available from other EU countries, such as Ireland, Luxembourg provides very robust protection for its policyholders, in that in Luxembourg, it is a legal requirement for all clients' assets to be held by an independent custodian of bank approved by the state regulator. And if a bank fails, then these assets remain in a segregated client account and not part of the assets or liabilities of the insurance company. The key here, Howard, is that 100% of our clients' money is protected from institutional failure, regardless of the amount. So no matter how much you have there, whether it is 100,000 or 100 million, 100% of your money is protected should the institution holding your money fails. And you are not restricted to the 100,000 euros in Spain, the 85,000 pounds in the UK, and the 50,000 pounds in Guernsey, Jersey, and the Isle of Man. I would say that over the years, this has provided our clients, especially during the financial crisis, with real peace of mind. I can't think of many things worse in retirement than the feeling that your life savings, the money which you have worked hard to accumulate and save for, say, 30 or 40 years in order to both enjoy and feel financially secure in retirement, to suddenly become vulnerable or even lost due to unforeseen circumstances.
It sounds like a belts and braces solution, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, yes.
Yeah. Do these arrangements provide any other benefits in Spain?
They do. They actually provide a number of other benefits. Firstly, you don't have to simply keep the money on cash deposit. You can invest in a broad range of highly regulated funds across different asset classes with the objective of getting a better return than simply holding cash. I thought your broadcast with Bill and Chris last week was a very timely reminder with regards to the uptick in inflation we are currently experiencing and how leaving money on cash deposit over a given period of time invariably will lead to the erosion of the spending power of that capital. Even when inflation is running at, say, 2 or 3% per annum, and as Bill touched on at the very beginning of this broadcast, it's currently running far higher than this, the effect of this inflation on your money can be quite dramatic, even in just a few years, if you are getting nothing or next to nothing on money which is being held on bank deposit. Also, these approved life assurance bonds allow for income and growth to accumulate within the policy tax-free. And when you withdraw from them, you may pay some tax, but it is usually minimal. Let's not forget that if you are a Spanish tax resident and you are earning interest on any bank accounts held in the UK, Europe, the Channel Islands, or the Isle of Man, this interest is liable to tax in Spain. They can also assist in reducing your wealth tax liability if your total wealth is above the wealth tax allowances here in Spain. And you can hold different currencies within these policies. So you can switch currencies, for example, pounds to euros and vice versa, without the usual local banking fees associated with currency exchanges. And another advantage is that if you hold more than 50,000 euros in bank accounts outside of Spain, you need to provide the details of those bank accounts on Spain's Modelo 720, or otherwise known as the Overseas Asset Declaration. However, these approved life assurance contracts do not need to be put on this form.
Do you have any other advice for listeners on how to reduce institutional risk and protect their wealth?
I would say that if your listeners are looking to reduce institutional risk and protect their wealth, and when I say protect their wealth, that can cover many considerations such as tax, you know, whether on an ongoing basis or on death, inflation, currency, ensuring your assets pass to your loved ones on death without complications, then I suggest they get in touch with their local Blevins Franks office where they can talk to a partner, either face-to-face or because of COVID via a video call, and they can discuss their concerns and objectives and to consider the possible solutions to these so that they can enjoy living in Spain, having peace of mind and the feeling of security when it comes to their hard-earned wealth.
And I think the website, blevinsfranks.com, is where people can get up-to-date information and a form to leave a question.
That's right, Howard. From our website, blevinsfranks.com, your listeners can also find out more information about who we are and what we do, along with articles, podcasts, tax guides and videos.
Well, many thanks. We'll talk again in the fortnight, I believe.
Thanks, Howard. Have a good couple of weeks and look forward to speaking to you then.